I come for the gossip.
My daily dose of Hollywood.
Pretty Malik gossip.
Peace out, home fries.
On Virgin Radio.
She gives us the gossip, and it's the best worldwide. Tell us.
So much to get through. So, the Oscars drew the most viewers for any award show since 2020.
Wow.
I told you this week that when I looked at the show, I'm like, this is finally back to being a good, funny, entertaining award show.
Everyone is saying that the Arnie and Danny DeVito skit was the best.
I don't know if it was the best, but it was definitely funny. Because they reunited on stage. They took a little jab at Batman. It was good, but I don't think it was the best. I think definitely John Cena's
skit was great.
All right, steady
on, steady on.
Also, Ryan Reynolds and Emily Blunt together talking about Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny as well.
Okay.
So they did a great job. Averaged 19.5 million viewers, which is a 4% increase from last year. So we're getting there.
Well done.
Matthew Perry's will has been revealed, and it's been revealed that he's left more than $1 million in a trust that will be executed by one of his friends. The will was created in 2009, saying he wanted to leave a majority of his belongings to a trust. He was worth an estimated $120 million. Now, the interesting thing here is he didn't have any children, and he did state in there that any children after 2009 would not automatically be in the will, but he doesn't have any kids.
Mm.
Now, he's dated a lot of high-profile women like Julia Roberts, Gwyneth Paltrow, but he's named only one ex-girlfriend in his will to get something out of it, and that is Rachel Dunn, who he dated from 2003 to 2005. So that's an interesting...
Oh, wow. Like, for 2 years, he dated Rachel
Dunn.
And
that's the only ex-girlfriend that he named in the will.
Interesting. Maybe they stayed in contact. Or
left an impression, surely.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Wow.
Okay, so Jack Black, if you didn't know, he's in this, like, parody group called Tenacious D.
Good.
So he did this, like, little tease where he did a little bit of Britney Spears' Baby One More Time on social media last week. And everyone was like, you have to release this as a cover. Well, Tenacious D has come through. This is them singing Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. And this is actually on the Kung Fu Panda 4 soundtrack.
I love it.
I love Jack Black. He's cool.
Amazing. When he goes in, he goes all in.
Exactly. Taylor Swift is making Hollywood residents angry. Disney Plus was gearing up for this massive shoot under the Hollywood sign. You know, the big Hollywood sign.
Right.
And all the residents around there got these permits, notices saying that there are going to be big trucks there. Everyone was getting upset because they were like, oh gosh, we're going to have Swifties running around trying to catch a glimpse of Taylor Swift. If you didn't know, Taylor is dropping her Eras concert movie on Disney Plus this week.
Right.
So they were filming something for that. But now the shoot has been called off. So everyone who's upset with Swifties can calm down.
Right, okay. So obviously this movie that's getting released on Disney is different to the Eras Tour one on Netflix.
No, it's the concert movie that was in theaters.
Okay. Because it's on Netflix, right?
Not the concert movie. That's her documentary.
Is it? Are you sure? Okay.
Yes.
Maybe I was getting mixed up with Reputation. I am such a big Swiftie now.
Wait, what do you mean? No, she has a documentary on Netflix called Americana. That's a documentary.
No, but I've seen a concert thing on Netflix.
No, that's a documentary. There are concert clips in there. Her concert movie, The Eras Tour, which was in theaters that everyone went to go watch, is going to be on Disney Plus.
Okay. I'm going to check. I'm going to check and I'll let you know because I've got Netflix on my phone. So
tell me what you watch.
I believe you because 99% of the time I'm wrong. But
no,
I'm sure I've seen
right.
Eras Tour on Netflix.
Or maybe it's coming to Netflix in this region, not Disney. So
maybe.
Anyways.
Okay.
And finally, Drake says that he does not want to be involved in the Astroworld lawsuit. He wants to be removed from it. Remember that tragedy that happened?
Yeah.
So obviously a lot of people died. But Drake was named in the lawsuit because he was performing on the same night as well.
Hmm.
So now he's put forward a request from the judge to say, hey, I was not involved in any of this. I was not on stage at the time. Please remove my name from the lawsuit.
100%.
So
what a tragedy that was.
Yeah.
Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.